KNNALP 95.7, Lincoln, Nebraska.
A not-so-long, long time ago, in a city you most likely live in, an organization known as KNNA The Cross emerged. As time went on, they grew to such a power that they soon created the radio station. And with it, a mighty tower. With such power brings great responsibility. KNNA 95.7 knows they cannot do it alone. With great hope, they sent out a message to all who would listen.
You do not want to change the radio station.
I do not want to change the radio station.
You wish to subscribe to KNNA.
I wish to subscribe to KNNA.
You will go to thecross957.org and subscribe.
I see your point, sir.
I will go to thecross957.org and subscribe.
May the radio be with you, always.
Listen to 95.7 FM and find out more about KNNA, The Cross, by visiting www.thecross957.org. That's thecross957.org.
5, 6, 7, 8.
Hello, everybody.
Hello.
It's another beautiful Thursday night here in Lincoln, Nebraska.
Yeah, it's going to be good.
Right here, you're listening to KNNALB 95.7 FM, and this is Notes from the Stage.
Yep. I know. So the show today is going to be, I think, spectacular.
I think Ashley says it every week. I'm pretty sure you say it every week.
And it's true every week. You know?
Yeah, you're right.
It's because our show is just awesome every single time. Mm.
That's right. So I thought, well, let's do a mini series. Why not? Mm-hmm. You know. So anyway, I looked up, did a little research, and I found the website for the American Film Institute. And guess what they have?
A list.
They do lists. Yeah, they do. A top 25 musicals in the last 100 years.
Hey.
Yeah. So, which means we're going to play all the music from that.
Yes.
Not all in one night, because we just aren't here that long.
No.
We're only here every Thursday night from 5 to 6 p.m. I got it right this time, didn't I?
I'm so proud of you.
First try,
it's really sad. It's really sad when one of the creators of the show can't even remember what day or time we are on.
Well, originally we were on Monday. Yeah, we were on Monday.
Yeah, yeah, we were on Monday.
And then we switched things up.
Yeah.
And decided to go on Thursdays.
Yeah.
Mostly because I'm not working and doing Special Olympic stuff.
Yeah.
So.
Hey, really quick. So, everybody, I mean, we talk about this like all the time. Okay, so obviously we had the adoption of our daughter,
yes,
and which is why we stopped doing the show for a while.
Mm-hmm.
Then you were also diagnosed with stage 2 Hodgkin's lymphoma,
mm-hmm,
cancer.
Yep.
But.
Yep. We like to do things, you know, in pairs. So
yeah.
We do everything.
We've got something big coming up here, you know, in the next month that we're going to do together. It's really kind of funny.
Well, she had to have a kid, right? Had to adopt. And so I thought, well, no, she can't have all of the attention. So I decided.
Boom, cancer.
Yeah, boom, cancer. Trump that.
Yeah.
What? In your face.
Yeah.
So that happened. But today, yeah, yes,
after,
it changed.
After how many months? When were you diagnosed again?
First symptoms, and I first noticed the
nodule
or whatever, the tumor was in June,
yeah,
around like the 11th or so of June.
Yeah.
Of 2017. And so after treatments and testing and doctor's visits and putting I don't know how many miles on my car, my mom's car, you know. Today saw my doctor and I am in complete remission.
Whoop whoop.
Yay.
That is good news to state. Yep.
I know. Yay, yeah, for 2018. So excited.
Starting off to be a good year so far.
Yeah. You had your full adoption with Penny's name change.
Well, that was technically back in 2017.
I know, but I'm saying we're starting it fresh this year.
I know, we are starting it fresh.
Yeah, technically I was then, because my test results, right, my test that I had done was in 2017.
Well, yeah, but for you, you didn't find out until today. So yeah. Technically. Technically.
So I only have to follow up.
Is this an argument? This is a really strange argument.
Oh, you have no idea. Out of
I got my good news in. Well, I got
16
my
years, man. You wait to some of our arguments.
See, and today I made the comment, Ashley screwed up something with the show tonight. She put on two songs on our show tonight that we did not have yet. So, you know, I had to figure that out. And took care of that. And which honestly, I really don't care. Okay, it's not a big deal. Like it's like the one thing that I do for this show because Ashley handles all the information.
Well, see, so I text her and it's like, okay, cool, show's ready to go, lineup's ready, got all the info, all the research done. Have at it, like go find the songs, pretty much, or cut them or however we have to, you know, get them. But we didn't even look at it from last time, and we just. Yeah.
Because we had this program done like a while ago.
Yeah, we originally were going to do it a few weeks ago, but we decided to postpone it because I wanted to do it consecutively.
Yeah, exactly. So we moved it back a little while. But so two of the songs we didn't have for tonight.
I like to keep you on your toes. You're welcome.
But the funny thing is that after 16 years, I think I'm the only person who is allowed to probably say this to her, except for maybe your mom.
Yeah.
But I told her that... Well, I can be mad at her now because she doesn't have cancer anymore. So
yeah, I can't use it as my get out of jail free card.
I can get pissed
card.
At her now.
It's not in my jail get out of jail free card. I don't have one
yell
of those.
At me, I have cancer.
Exactly. She can't play that card anymore.
You're like, you got to sorry for me. I have cancer. Which it's not great, but that was, I'm like, shoot. If I can get things out of this, heck yeah, I'm going to use it.
Yeah.
I'm going to milk it.
Nicely
And
done.
Now I can't even milk it. There's none.
Oh, darn it, good news.
Yep.
Well, like we said, we're going to do for a couple weeks now. We are, you know, cut here today and then coming up in the next couple weeks.
But depends on how much we talk. You never know.
I know.
It may
Seeing
have to
as
be four.
We've already been talking for like the first 8 minutes of the show.
Yes.
Which we should be playing music. Yep. So we'll start off with this. We're not moving back from 25
because I
to
did
one
it wrong
because Ashley's silly.
Literally, like 5 minutes ago, She's just go wait. I should have started 25 and worked my way to one. Didn't think that right.
Man, it's all right.
So whatever.
Who cares?
But, I don't know. These
we can do what
are
we want.
So not my order of movies.
Yeah,
musicals.
They should have consulted us before making
did,
this official
they,
list.
You know,
I mean, they did some of them right, and they would have been in my top 25. Maybe not in this specific order.
Yeah.
Especially number 5. I don't even know if that would have made my 25, but you'll see when we get there.
Yeah. Yeah. So for our number 1 song, because of the AFI, their top 25
in the last 100 years.
In the last 100 years, musicals, number 1 was Singin' in the Rain.
Singing in the rain, just singing in the rain. What a glorious feel, and I'm happy again. I'm laughing at clouds so dark up above. The sun's in my heart, and I'm ready for love. Let the stormy clouds chase everyone from the place. Come on with the rain, I've a smile on my face. I'll walk down the lane with a happy refrain, just singing, singing in the rain. Dancing in the rain. I'm happy. singing and dancing in the rain.
That was Singing in the Rain
by Mr. Gene Kelly
from Singing in the Rain.
It's such a good song. Mm-hmm. It's just so cheery.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I would have said this would have made my top 25. I don't know if it would have made my numero uno, but it'd have been up there. What about you?
Oh, well, we all probably know what my numero uno would be.
I should have asked.
The Wizard of Oz.
Yep.
That's on here, isn't it?
It is.
But not in actually the top eight. There isn't one from tonight. Oh, yeah, there is. Oh, it's the top three. I'm sorry. I actually did read our program for tonight. I'm really, really sorry. I did put it. Okay. I'm done. Okay. So, Gene Kelly, Singing in the Rain.
Good stuff.
And he was singing because he was happy because Debbie Reynolds kissed him. So.
Yep. Do you know originally was going to be called Excess Baggage?
Really?
It was supposed to star Ann Miller instead.
Oh, really?
Was the
theme song going to be about excess baggage?
No. Well, so the song...
Excess baggage.
That song actually appeared in, what was it? Three other films. One was the Hollywood Review of 1929, the one about Babe Ruth's story. And then there was another one, but they eventually built the movie around that song.
Right,
yeah, they finally decided to do that. So the song was used in other ones, like White Christmas. It kept getting reused.
Well, we kind of touched base a little bit on this before, like off air or whatever, and then we stopped talking about it because, we like to share stuff on air.
Yeah, we just catch ourselves.
Mm. Yeah, yeah. So he actually made himself sick, Gene Kelly, during the production of this song.
Yeah,
on stage.
So just that,
or on
that
set.
That Singing in the Rain,
that little
four-minute
number.
Yeah, it took 7 days of filming. Each day was about 6 hours long, and because the rain, it was like constantly raining. Which, by the way, they had to use milk in the rain so that it would show up on camera.
So it actually show up.
So you add that into the mix.
Yeah.
So because it was in continuous rain, he made himself sick, and he ended up having a fever. And was it a cold the entire time that he filmed it?
Oh, man.
Yep. And so even in post-production, because of the water, you couldn't get clear enough tap sounds, or the splashing wasn't picking up
It wasn't picking up
good on the
microphones.
Well,
they did that in a lot of movies. Oh, right. Go ahead. Finish it.
Yeah, so there were three other dancers that in post-productions did his tap sounds and the splashing for him.
Gotcha.
So.
Yeah, and they did that in a lot of movies just because you couldn't ever hear it really well. Because you can't put the mics down by their feet. Because, I mean, you're watching the movie.
Mm-hmm.
And you're watching their... I find myself watching, like, Singing in the Rain or any Fred Astaire movie at that.
Mm-hmm.
And you're staring at their feet and their legs, and it's like, wow. Yes.
So the question is then, is he really that good?
Well,
I'm just kidding.
Yes. It may not sound like it in the movie.
They had to dub the taps. He didn't know what he was
doing.
So is
it really good?
It was all computer generated. But not by computers. By something back then.
I know he was that good. I'm just messing.
He was that good. Don't you dare say that about Gene Kelly.
Right? So, I don't know, like I said, originally, when they were first thinking about this film, do you know that they actually were going to put him as a cowboy?
What?
Seriously?
Yeah. I'm sorry. I find that just so funny. I just cannot imagine.
A cow? Like,
yeah. It was going to be excess baggage, and he was going to be a cowboy.
Hmm. And then they were going to put Howard Keel in there, who starred in Seven Brides for Seven Brothers.
Hmm.
The lead...
It would have been a completely different film.
Yeah. Right. I mean, I'm trying to imagine the story, but with
it's
a
just
cowboy.
Garbage, David.
Like, I guess.
The imagination guess. Right there is just garbage.
Yeah.
I guess.
It would have never gotten, like, the top 1,000s.
I don't.
Miserably.
I mean, seriously. Well, like you're saying, I couldn't imagine Howard Keel trying to tap dance like that. Like, that just
in his
doesn't.
Boots with his spurs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's not going to be cute.
Yeah. But, you know, okay, so thinking of dancing and stuff and how Gene Kelly was amazing, one of the number two song that we're playing tonight is from a musical called West Side Story. Mm-hmm. And one of my favorite dance segments is actually this part right here, for this song that we're going to play right now. I'm not going to tell people what it is, but
I know. <Just messing. laughs> I know what it is.
You know what it is before other people. Neener, neener, neener.
I put it in there.
So, everybody, you enjoy this and imagine some glorious dancing.
Puerto Rico, my heart's devotion. Always the hurricanes blowing, always the population growing, and the money owing, and the sunlight streaming, and the natives steaming. I like the island Manhattan.
I know you.
Smoke in America.
Buying on credit is so nice.
One look at us and they charge twice.
I have my own washing machine.
What will you have though to keep clean?
Skyscrapers bloom in America. Cadillac zoom in America. Industry boom in America.
12 in a room in America.
New housing with more space.
Lots of doors slamming in our face.
I'll get a terrace apartment.
Better get rid of your accent.
Life can be bright in America.
If you can fight in America.
Life is all right in America.
If you're all white in America.
Thank you.
a nice crime in America. Terrible time in America.
You forget I'm in America.
Back to San Juan.
I know a boat you can get on. Bye bye.
Everyone there will give big cheer.
Everyone there will have moved here.
Forgot we were going live just for a second there, and I had to clear my throat, and I'm like, oh, no. I thought,
that's an interesting lead-in.
So, anywho, that was America, right? America from West Side Story.
Not my favorite song.
I'm really sorry. Yeah, not really my favorite song from the movie.
One of the more memorable ones.
It's a good
so,
dance
Ashley, you chose a wrong song.
You know what? Oh, well. I just like it. Like, America.
I know. No, it actually is one of my favorite dance scenes out of a musical. So
yeah,
it's okay.
So I don't. Did you know originally it was gonna be about a Catholic boy and a Jewish girl?
Really?
Yeah.
Well, I'm glad they went with the storyline that they did, because that was very
poignant.
Yeah. Exactly. Mm-hmm. So that worked out really, really well.
Yep. They wanted something a little fresher. As they
something
said.
Like at that time of what was going on
yes.
in America. So yep. it worked out.
Well, and so I don't know. Richard Beimer? I'm not sure how to say his name, but Richard and then Natalie Wood, I guess they weren't big fans of each other. So they. Oh, hold on. Sorry. She's looking at my notes.
Richard Beimer, who did he play?
I don't really know.
He played Tony.
I only saw this film once. Wasn't a huge fan.
Wait, he played Tony.
So what you're saying is the principal cast didn't like each other.
Pretty much.
The leading.
So they would be called in to do their scenes, where even like a scene where they were making out. And so they'd get on there, get on the stage, and they would say action. They would kiss. You would think that they were in love with each other. The minute the scene was over, they would go the opposite way and never speak again. Mm-hmm.
Well,
like for like
go.
Until
they
then,
were
the
very
next
good
scene.
Actors then, because in the movie you would think that they, I mean,
yeah,
mm-hmm. yeah, she they had very good chemistry, but apparently
did
not
like him. Yeah, but I guess so. They, I didn't know. I mean, I guess I looked a little more into it, and I was like, so is it just her being a diva, right? Like I had no idea.
Yeah,
but I guess it was just him. She just did not like him because she was nice to everybody else on the set, all the other actors. Yep.
Well, geez,
wasn't a fan.
That's some professionalism
yeah.
right there.
Yeah.
I mean, not disliking your.
I mean,
there was
like no like fights or anything, but she just like they arrived at their scene,
her.
Did their thing, and then just walked
it
away.
It must just been something about them that she just didn't care for.
I mean, they kept their trailers on opposite sides. It was just this very. Yep.
I don't know. I mean, it's probably leading man syndrome, but he didn't seem like a particularly nice feller to me. Just the vibe I picked up from him. I think that's leading man syndrome, though. They don't honestly seem like nice people
oh.
in general.
You never know.
Maybe.
I didn't look into him. It was more her. I thought she was being the diva, to be honest. So that's why I looked into her.
Well,
more.
Whatever. They pulled together a good show.
Yeah. Well, and so speaking of the leading lady.
Yeah.
Natalie Wood.
Mm-hmm.
So she did have her voice in this a little bit, but she actually, in the singing parts of the entire movie, it was actually dubbed. It was not her.
What?
It was dubbed by Marnie Nixon.
That's why she didn't like it. She was jealous. Yeah. Sing better than her.
Probably. Well, but she didn't know that, though. Yeah. She didn't know that was going to happen, right?
Yeah. She didn't know it. It was, yeah. So, but, and then Marnie Nixon.
I'll say, because so I know that name. So we
got to talking and kind of looking at some things or whatever. Marnie Nixon, I mean, man, the lady dubbed so many voices in.
Which is funny, because when we thought about it, I thought of one film she dubbed in, and you thought of another.
Yeah.
So then we thought, well, what the heck? Let's look this up.
Exactly. So we found she dubbed, let's see here, Deborah Kerr's singing voice in An Affair to Remember. And then she also did
Audrey Hepburn's Fair Lady.
Yep, yep. Which actually is one of the songs that we're going to be playing tonight.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
She did I think it was called Grandma Fa from Mulan, which is a more later
did her voice
voiceover.
Stuff. Yeah, yeah. But like for people that she dubbed and everything, I mean, she did a lot in the film mm-hmm. industry.
She even did a song. Was she one of the sisters in Sound of Music? Right.
Yeah, sister.
Yep.
Goodness. Tell the other factoid though that you found that about.
You're gonna have to remind me because I found a lot of factoids.
The one that you found out about Marilyn Monroe.
Oh, yeah, you're welcome. Okay, cool, yeah. So in Gentlemen's Prefer Blondes, the song Diamonds Are a Girl's Best Friend, which is awesome, she dubbed the high notes for Marilyn Monroe because she couldn't hit them.
There you go. Darn. So there was that one, yeah. Mm-hmm. And then, so it was Sister
Sophia.
Which,
by the way, that's a good dubbing because you would have never known.
Oh, yeah, no.
I would have. That was a smooth transition.
Yeah. Well, what's funny is that, like, throughout, like, her voice sounds a lot like the actresses that she dubbed.
Yeah,
so,
obviously.
I mean, they did a very good job doing that, especially for Natalie Wood and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. I mean, Marnie Nixon did a fabulous job.
Did you find out the sister's name?
Sister Sophia.
Oh, did you say that and I missed it?
Yeah, it's probably. Okay. You were talking, so I was trying to interrupt, and I missed the
typical.
Mark there.
Typical. It's been the last 16 years now of our friendship, just saying.
I know, I try to interrupt her, and I'm so rude to her all the time.
Yeah.
So that's okay.
Oh, man. So, yeah, our number three song is the only...
Wizard of Oz. Hey, really quick, everybody. I want to remind you, before we play this song from The Wizard of Oz.
Which she's going to go on and on and on.
I know. I have to stop myself with all the things I'm going to say
about
The Wizard of Oz.
I
will be careful.
Zero notes on my notes. I said, Callie's got all info needed for Wizard of Oz.
Yeah, yeah. No, there's no need to write anything in there. But I just want to remind everybody that you're listening to KNNA LP 95.7 FM right here in Lincoln, Nebraska, and this is Notes from the Stage.
Did you just hear what I just heard?
That noise don't come from no ordinary bird.
It may be just a cricket or a critter in the trees.
It's given me the jitters and the joints around my knees. Oh, I think I see a jijik, and he's fuzzy and he's furry. I haven't got a brain, but I think I ought to worry.
I haven't got a heart, but I got a palpitation.
This is Monica the Forest. I don't like the situation.
Are you going to stand around and let him fill us full of horror?
I'd like to roar him down. But I think I lost my roarer.
It's a who's-us. It's a who's-us?
It's a what's-us.
It's a what's-us?
Who's that? Who's there?
Who's that?
Who's that? Who's that hiding in the treetops? It's that rascal, the jitterbug. Should you catch him buzzing round you, keep away from the jitterbug. The bats and the bees and the breeze and the trees have a terrible, horrible buzz. But the bats and the bees and the breeze and the trees couldn't do what the jitterbug does. So be careful of that rascal. Keep away from
the jitterbug. Oh, the jitter. Oh, the bug. Oh, the jitter. In the twitter. In the throat. All the critters got me dancing on a thousand toes.
Ah, she
So I thought I was going to spice things up a little because it's not a common one, per se.
No, it isn't a common song at all. That was Jitterbug, obviously, Wizard of Oz, Judy Garland, Ray Bolger, Burt
I'm
Lair.
I'm just going to sit back and let her do her thing.
Jack.
Have at it, sister.
Jack Haley. I'm not going to say Buddy Ebsen because Buddy Ebsen actually didn't do it. You have it on the info as Buddy Ebsen.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Buddy Ebsen didn't do it. He was originally supposed to play the Tin Man, but he did not because the makeup made him absolutely sick because he inhaled the silver paint.
Ugh.
Yeah, that's so Jack Haley stepped in. He was that Tin Man. Hmm. Okay, that's... Sorry.
So now what are we talking about? Why was the Jitterbuds jigger... Blah, 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 blah.
Well...
Whatever that song.
Okay, so the
I could
only
say it
time,
like 10 times just before now. And all of a sudden I can't say it.
The Jitterbug. okay, so they cut the Jitterbug out. It was the only song they cut out of the whole entire movie. There is one other song that they were going to cut out, and they didn't, thank goodness, because it's Somewhere Over the Rainbow. And if they would have cut that, I mean...
Oh, my goodness.
Think of how different everything would have been.
Yeah.
But they thought it dragged the movie on too long.
Really, and all those wannabe stars on American Idol, what would they have sang?
Exactly. Exactly. So, the Jitterbug is an outtake from The Wizard of Oz. They don't... the only time that I actually remember seeing it as a child, the only reason why I probably even know it, is... Because at the end of the VHS tape that I watched of The Wizard of Oz, they had that as an outtake, like that you could watch that at the very, very end of the movie after the credits and everything,
mm-hmm.
Which there weren't very many because back in the day, the credits were actually in the beginning of the movie instead of the end. So I would watch that along with it. Mm. And that, when they put it on the VHS tape, when they filmed it, they didn't put that in color. But she was already, because... Her,
she was already over in
her, the Lion, Scarecrow, and Tin Man, they're all dancing. Yeah. And they actually dance with the trees, which is funny because the Scarecrow and the Tin Man are the only ones by the trees, and then they met the Lion later and just it didn't I don't know. Whatever. It's just funny.
Yeah.
So yeah.
But it's on the album though. If you get
yes.
the at least the CD. I don't know if it's necessarily the album because I don't have that like legit record, but
I'd
on
have
the
to look
CD.
Up, I'd have to look
I know it's
my
on
album.
My CD.
I can't remember. Yeah, it's on the CD and everything. So they took that one out, but yeah, I like that song. It's fun. But the Wicked Witch tried to send the Jitterbugs to make them dance till they couldn't dance
drop.
No more. Yeah, dance
so
till they
let's
drop.
So she sent oh jeez.
She sent it was right before she sent the
those.
Flying monkeys.
Yeah. So she had the monkeys, the Jitterbugs, and then she also had the poppies.
Yep.
The Wicked
Man,
Witch was terrifying.
If you want
to
do
a
job well, you should do it yourself.
That's exactly.
That
which
should
then
be the,
she wound.
I know, but yeah. I'm saying.
Well, it, you know, and what David says that a lot of people, sorry, everybody, that he was, you know, he was you were terrified of the Wicked Witch when you were younger.
And the monkeys.
Almost everybody was. I actually wasn't.
What?
She didn't scare me at all. Nothing in that movie ever scared me, which was kind of funny.
It was, but everybody, just your happy movie. It just made you happy.
Must have been.
Well, good for you.
So
I was freaking out, man.
You're totally freaking out, man.
My least favorite part was when she appears out of nowhere on top of the house and throws fire at the scarecrow.
Oh, yeah.
Terrifying.
Zach's going to make a beehive out of the Tin Man.
Something like
Here,
that.
Scarecrow, want to play ball?
I see it now, and I just like, what was wrong with me?
And he's like,
this isn't scary.
And,
I guess my one I was most scared of was twice the flying monkeys attacked him in the forest.
That was your least favorite part? That was the scariest part for you?
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah, that was. I mean, it's pretty frightening. It's flying monkeys coming out of the sky and
tearing apart Scarecrow.
Yep.
His legs were over somewhere else. I mean, he was a half man.
They threw one leg over here and one leg over there. And
yep.
Well, that's you all over the place. Okay, I really got to stop, guys. Oh, my Lanta. This is bad. Okay, can we just.
Yeah, so number four
is. I am really excited about this. I will explain why I'm excited about this. So let's just play number four, David, and we're just going to stop talking.
Give the name of it, at least the film.
Number four on the AFI Top 25 Musicals in the last 100 years is The Sound of Music.
High on a hill was a lonely goat, herd lay, herd lay, herd lay, ooh. Loud was the voice of the lonely goat, herd lay, herd lay, herd lay. Folks in a town that was quite remote, her lay, her lay, her lay, ooh, lusty and clear from the goat herd's throat, her lay, her lay, her lay. Of a castle moat, heard lay, or lay, or lay,
men on a road with a load to tote, heard lay, or lay, or lay. Men in the midst of a toppled oat, heard lay, or lay, or lay,
men drinking beer with a foam afloat, heard lay, or lay, or lay. One little girl in a pale pink coat, heard lay, oddlay, oddlay, ooh.
She yodeled back to the lonely goat herd, lay, oddlay, ooh.
Soon her mama with a gleaming gloat herd, lay, oddlay, oddlay, ooh. What a duet for a girl and goat herd, lay, oddlay, oddlay. Soon her mama with a gleaming gloat heard lady odd lady odd lay. Mm-hmm. What a duet for a girl and goat heard lay odd lay odd lay.
I wish I could hit those high notes.
Yeah, we do. I usually sing, obviously, if you can't tell by my speaking voice, the lower ones. Yep.
Apparently, Erin can hit all the high notes.
That's because she's a show-off.
And she's her car. I can hit the high notes when I'm in car, too, Erin.
I was going to say, is that one of those things where we always sound beautiful when we're in our shower and the car singing full out by ourselves?
Erin actually has a really nice singing
voice. Well, I know, but I think I sound like a stinking angel.
I think she was in choir, too. Erin, were you in choir? You should text me and let me know. Because I really want to know now. Because I know you have a beautiful singing voice. Oh, all I got was LOL. Wait, you're driving. Stop texting.
Right, you're not. And yes, she was, she says. And stop texting, Erin. Drive safely, especially if you have our nephews in the car. Oh, Ryan's driving. Okay.
Oh, okay, that's fine.
That's fine. That's cool.
Yeah.
So anyway, what was the song?
The Lonely Goat Herd by Julie Andrews and, well, the entire children, all the children of Sound of Music. Do I really have to say all their names? I don't. It's okay.
Just say the children. Just go.
All the Von Trapp family singers.
Yeah.
So, Ashley was really nice and she did some information for us that I didn't know this one.
Yeah, but okay. So while we were off air.
Oh, whatever. We're not even going to talk about this.
Little Miss Show Off over here. She goes, you know what? You really don't need to do any data for me.
Okay.
Next time I want to make sure I find a song or a musical that you don't know.
So anything from like Phantom?
Yeah. And I'm going to give it to you to talk about. And I'm going to just walk away.
I know. Okay. So on the opening scene of Sound of Music, you see Julie Andrews coming up the mountain and everything like that.
Yeah.
The hills are alive.
Okay, but let's real quick. And that. Side note. Okay.
What?
If I tried that, I feel like I'm going to be the one to find the hole and just go face first into the hill.
Just topple right down into the mountain.
Face plant. Like, that's going to be me. Like, and a broken ankle. She made it look so graceful.
I'm really picturing that right
beautiful.
Now. All of a sudden.
Running full out with my arms out. And I got wind flowing in my hair and my outfits. Like,
what hair?
I have no hair right now because of the chemo, so hater on you. Yeah,
I can only say something like that. I'm sorry, but I can say it now. You're cancer free and it's just funny.
Eyebrow hair and eyelashes. They're starting to come in, all right? I got like one
fantastic.
Or two hairs in my
hairball.
Eyeballs.
Oh gosh.
I'm gonna say eyelashes in my
Yeah, I know, I got you. Okay.
It's today's a day, man.
Yeah.
Woo!
So you were talking about, okay, so being up on the mountain and
And so you finish with your story.
Wind blowing
I'm
your
the klutz,
hair and everything
she's
like
beautiful.
That.
Go.
Yeah. Except, okay, so what's funny, though, is that you say that you're a klutz and
so
you'd find
klutz.
The hole. So Julie Andrews actually, she made it look really, really nice and effortless, but it was raining. It was cold throughout the entire production of that. And of that little part of the movie, the really big part of the movie. And she kept getting blown over and knocked over by the helicopter that had
good.
The camera on it. So it took.
But how was it raining? Do you not see it? It's like blue in the background, like sunshines and rainbows business in the background.
But they also cut out like probably chunks of it. I mean, it took a lot of different takes and everything.
Well,
like
good.
That,
then
so.
At least I know it's not just
rain. Doesn't always show up either. Like they have to put milk in the rain on Singing in the Rain.
True.
So. Yeah.
There you go.
True. So, but I mean, her dress was blowing in the wind.
Yeah.
Didn't look like a soggy rat.
So her quote was that it was a jet helicopter. She said, and the downdraft from those jets was so strong that every time the helicopter circled around me and the downdraft just flattened me into the grass. And I mean flattened. It was fine for a couple of takes, but after that, you begin to just get a little bit angry. And I really tried. I mean, I braced myself. I thought, it's not going to get me this time. And every single time, I bit the dust. I love that. That's amazing.
Well, okay, so at least now I know that it's not this, like, ethereal type, just wind blowing her dress and hair. That, I want, like, that Beyonce thing when she's on stage, right? Like, the wind just, I have hair, blowing my hair.
I'm really sorry I made that comment.
Ah, come on, it's coming in.
I
so,
know.
We're great. But, yeah, I wish I could have that Beyonce moment like she had. And
yeah.
When come to find out, it wasn't. It was a helicopter getting ready to push her butt down.
Now I'm going to imagine that every single time I watch
right?
the movie. Yeah.
And know that she went face first into the ground.
Yep.
At some point during that filming.
Exactly.
Gonna be awesome.
Yeah.
I'm just going to be snickering, imagining all the noise going on around while she's trying to sing that song.
Yeah.
Of the helicopter.
Yeah. Alive with the sound of music, huh?
Oh, man.
Alive with sound.
So this also was Roger and Hammerstein's last movie that they did, movie musical that they did together. Because unfortunately, I mean, this came out in 1965, but in 1960, that's when Hammerstein had passed away from stomach cancer. Mm-hmm. His last song that he wrote was Edelweiss. One of my absolute favorite songs from that movie.
You're welcome.
I know. Thank you. So some other musicals that, you know, that they did together was like Oklahoma, South Pacific, The King and I.
Small
Cinderella.
Ones.
Yeah.
A few little shows.
Well, just small little,
just a
not
few,
unknown movies,
you know.
Yeah.
Ones that brought just in a little bit of money.
Yeah.
Maybe an award here and there. You know.
Yeah.
No biggie deal.
So number five on our list tonight is from the movie with Liza Minnelli, who happens to be Judy Garland's daughter.
Yeah.
It is not something that, like we said, we would put on our list.
This would not be my top 25. I really don't think so.
And unfortunately, we can't play a lot from that musical. So basically, we get to play this song.
This is it. You're welcome.
Yeah. There's not even like any cutting or things like that we can do. No. It's not a...
Unless you want a lot of blanks in a song.
Yeah, exactly. So here it is, everyone. Cabaret.
Willkommen, bienvenue, welcome. Fremde, étranger, stranger. Glücklich zu sehen, just wie enchanté. Happy to see you, bleibe reste stay. Willkommen, bienvenue, welcome im cabaret, au cabaret, tout cabaret.
Meine Damen und Herren, Mesdames et Messieurs, Ladies und Gentlemen, comment ça va? Do you feel good? Ich bin euer Conferencier.
I am your host und sage willkommen, bienvenue. Welcome im Cabaret, au Cabaret, au Cabaret.
Leave your troubles outside. So, life is disappointing. Forget it. In here, life is beautiful. The girls are beautiful. Even the orchestra is beautiful.
Glücklich zu sehen.
chante, madame.
Happy to see you, live rest and stay. Wir sagen willkommen, bienvenue. Welcome im Kabarett. Oh, Kabarett, du Kabarett.
Welcome from Cabaret. Do you like that?
Welcome.
Welcome. You're welcome.
You should see her face and the way her, oh, her stature is right now. It's just really funny.
Anywho's, so that wasn't a very good film. It was all right.
In Ashley's opinion, it was not a very
good
film.
Which is the best opinion. I keep telling you this.
I know. Jeez. I know. A lot of people like it. I mean, it's not, I think the music's fantastic from it. Sure, it's just, yeah. The storyline's just a little...
It's weird.
And it's Liza Minnelli, so...
There you go.
So, which, it's about, you know, a girly club set in Berlin in 1931. It's kind of around the time, like... And then the Nazis are trying to take power around them. Because they're obviously in Berlin. And that time was when Nazis were trying to rise. So...
Those ornery peoples.
Mm-hmm. Ornery, yep.
So, the original play... ran in three different houses only. It was in the Broadhurst. I'm probably pronouncing some of these wrong. Sorry, you're welcome. The Imperial, and then it was on Broadway. And collectively, it ran for about 1,000, well, what about a little over 1,100 performances.
That's cool.
Yeah. And so I guess Liza Minnelli also, she auditioned for the play, but didn't. Or for like the on Broadway and stuff, but didn't get it. But she had told the Huffington Post that's okay. I got this. I'll get the film.
Yeah. Which then
she knew.
Did.
She knew. She just had a feeling that she was gonna get it, and she did. So
there you go.
Yeah.
Bam.
So number six
on our list is what's going to start off our Disney extravaganza.
There it is. You got that in. Good job.
You know, Henry and Finley might like this, or at least I hope so. I'm pretty sure Aaron's probably let them, you know, had them watch Mary Poppins.
If not,
oh wait, did we
have to maybe take into her parenting into question?
So, like Ashley said, our number six tonight film in AFI top 25 musicals in the last 100 years is Mary Poppins.
Stay awake, don't rest your head. Don't lie down upon your bed. While the moon drifts in the skies,
Stay Awake by Julie Andrews from
Mary Poppins.
Mary Poppins.
That was nice.
Wasn't it?
That was nice.
That was, yeah, it was chill.
It's funny. It makes me want to sleep.
Right? Which, coincidentally...
I want to do the opposite of what you're saying, Mary.
I know. Saying, coincidentally, Aaron used to sing that to Henry, and I sing it, I'm sure Callie does too, to Penny.
Mm-hmm.
Whenever she's...
It's just one of those nice lullaby songs to sing.
And that, and I can remember all the words.
Yeah.
Nice and short. Simple.
Yep. Yep. And it's something I can just keep on repeating. Yeah.
And if you miss a word or here, they're not going to notice.
Nope.
So it kind of works.
So they have a live action one of Mary Poppins coming out. Granted, it's not a remake. It's a continuation from the last film. They've actually now given out the release date, and it's going to be December 25th, 2018. So this year, Christmas.
Christmas Day?
Yeah. Woo, so exciting.
That's
so
odd.
There's going to be Emily Blunt and Meryl Streep and Colin Firth.
I wonder if Colin, what's he going to play? Is he going to play Dad?
Is it the same family?
It's just when the children are older and Mary Poppins comes back. So it's like Mary Poppins 2.
Oh, so maybe Colin Firth and Meryl Streep are going to play the two kids.
Possibly, yeah.
I
wonder if that's what they're going to do. Oh, really quick. So speaking of Meryl Streep, did you know that they're coming out with Mamma Mia 2?
No.
Oh, yeah. I found that on Facebook the other day. Okay, sorry, side note. It's just super exciting because I love Mamma Mia.
So did you know originally Walt Disney didn't own the rights?
Hold on. Okay. Hold on really quick. Good night, Henry and Finley, Aaron and Ryan.
You.
They're going in to go shopping at the store, so they're not going to listen anymore.
Okay.
We don't matter.
Toodles.
It's okay. I'm just kidding. Love you guys.
Bye. So anyway, the originally Disney didn't own the rights to Mary Poppins, the book, the screenplay or the book, or I guess to make a screenplay. They didn't own the rights to it. The lady who wrote Mary Poppins didn't want to give it up. So, but they started making a film around it anyway.
Yeah.
It took about 2.5 years to do. Walt Disney originally had considered Angela Lansbury.
And Betty Davis.
And Mary Martin for the role of Mary Poppins. Mm-hmm. Yep.
You know, what's funny is that Julie Andrews, we talked about this in our very first show that we ever did back in April. We talked about how Julie Andrews was actually, she wanted to be playing Eliza Doolittle on My Fair Lady, mm-hmm. but they didn't want her.
Yep.
So she went on and she's like, okay, well, fine. Then she got the part as Mary Poppins in Mary Poppins. And she won an Academy Award for Mary Poppins as
accident.
Yeah, right? And then Audrey Hepburn, who played Eliza Doolittle in My Fair Lady, mm-hmm. she didn't get it.
Yep.
So it was kind of...
So
kind of like in your face.
Originally, Robert Sherman considered Julie Andrews where he first saw her, I guess, or where it clicked where she should be. Clicked to him that she should be Mary Poppins was on the Ed Sullivan Show when she was performing for Camelot.
Oh, a song from Camelot when she was in that?
Mm-hmm.
Which we played a song from Camelot a couple weeks ago.
Uh-huh.
Okay, more than a couple weeks ago, probably a month ago now. Because a couple weeks ago. So, you know what, everybody? Unfortunately, tonight... our time is coming to an end.
Yes, we'll do a continuation. We'll probably make this into a four-part
miniseries.
I think we like to chit-chat a lot.
Exactly.
So
we like to chit-chat a lot right here on Notes from the Stage on KNNA LP 95.7 FM. LP, right here in Lincoln, Nebraska. We hope you can join us next Thursday night.
From 5 to 6.
5 to 6 p.m. when we're live. And we'll just send you out on this note. Good night, everybody.
Night.